Marissa Speaker after the big win here for CAM. They're heading on to a regional final. It's got to feel good to get to this moment and have a chance to get to the next round.
Yeah, it feels amazing. We're going to have to face Newell Fonda, so it's going to be a real tough game, but anyone could be beat.
What was the difference for you guys here in the second half? It sure looked like you came out with a different defensive mindset.
Wilm said in the locker room that they made 8 threes and their regular 28% from the three-pointer, so we knew that they're going to have to stop falling sometime, and ours were going to have to start falling, so we kind of just really hoped that would happen and made it happen.
Well, you hit a couple of big threes there in that fourth quarter. What did it feel like to hit those ones at pretty big moments?
It felt really good. I haven't been shooting my best from the three-point line, but I stayed after practice and worked on them, and it helped, I guess.
Yeah, certainly. The offense felt like it got a little bit better flow there in the second half, too. You guys had a little trouble early, I think, figuring out that zone, but better movement there in the second half.
Yeah, we just decided that we couldn't keep swinging the ball around. We had to work it in to get it out and then hit those threes. And if Danielle was out, then we had to work it back into the bigs so they could finish.
What was the locker room feeling like here?
It was so exciting. We were all happy. Zoe even said she was about to cry. She was so exciting. But, you know, we walked in the locker room, shaking our water bottles, throwing water everywhere. It was really exciting.
All right, congrats, Marissa.
Thank you.
All right, Joel Wilm after the win here for CAM, the advance on to the regional final. Coach, got to be a great feeling to get to this point and move on.
Yeah, absolutely. It's good for our program, good for our kids, especially our young kids. We need to see what this is like. We're hoping to keep making this a regular occurrence.
Tough first half. They really packed it in that zone, and you were having trouble trying to figure out where the spots were going to come for you. Second half, it sure seemed like you did a better job of moving around and making them move out of their spots a little bit more.
Yeah, first half, I think we settled for three. I think we were 2 of 14 first half from threes. Settled a little too much. A little more aggressive driving the ball to the basket. You know, and Danielle's intimidating in there too, but we need to drive in there, and then we have some good bounce passes for layups from the backside. So that's kind of our plan. Settled for jumpers a little too much first half, but and then jumpers fell in the second half, too. That makes it a lot easier, too.
Defensive pressure sure seemed like it stepped up a notch, too. I'm sure you mentioned some of the girls there at half because they came out locked on a little harder.
Oh, yeah. You know, when you're down, it's a lot easier to play defense. But 8 threes the first half we gave up. And I don't know how many they hit the second half, but, you know, it's a much better job on the defensive end, too.
That run there to start the second half, obviously huge. You score the first 9 to take the lead back in the game, and that gives you a lot of confidence.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, we made him call a timeout right away. And right before the whistle blew, we said it was our ball, we need a score, a stop, and a score. And he called timeout right after that, and then we scored another bucket. So I'm able to get that run right away and give us a little confidence, a little boost that second half.
Well, we were just looking at the score sheet here, and it's some moments where you didn't knock down free throws, but when it came to the end of the game here, when you needed them, both Zoe and Eva both came up big there at the end to knock some down when you needed to keep the lead.
Yeah, and we're not a great free throw shooting team, and, you know, I asked Coach Fogelman, and we start stalling the 4 minutes to go. It's like, well, we got to make our free throws. And for the most part, we did tonight, and timely ones, and, you know, just excited for our girls.
Marissa Speaker came up huge with a couple of threes there in the fourth quarter, right at the moments when you needed them to kind of push the lead back out as they inched closer. How cool is it to see her come through when she had struggled the rest of the night?
Yeah, that's huge for her, and that's huge for us. We need her back. She was knocking down threes at a high rate the first, you know, 8 or so games of the season, kind of hit a lull. Good to have her back, and she's a valuable player for us, and we need her knocking those shots down.
Well, you get a fun opportunity now coming up on Wednesday to take on Newell Fonda. Your thoughts on facing the Mustangs?
Well, they're going to be tough. We understand that. They're going to pressure us from the opening tip to the end of the game. We've got to be able to handle pressure. Then we've got to be able to make some shots. We've got to get some stops on defense, too. It's going to be a huge challenge, but we're up for it, and let's keep this thing going and have some fun.
All right. Thanks, Coach.
You bet. Thank you.